Marky Mark, 9 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Conversation continues. Thanks for staying tuned. We're having Port Harcourt's biggest conversation here. And guess what? The Nigeria Union of Pensioners is threatening to vote against governors who are owing pensions during the 2023 general elections. President of the union, Godwin Abumisi, told journalists in Abuja that many state governors are owing pensioners and it has made life unbearable for its members. He also said some state governors have also refused to review pensions of retirees, even though the Constitution provides that pensions should be reviewed every 5 years. Okay, the thing is, many of these governors, I believe, have served out a second term already. So they're leaving office. They're not contesting. They're not trying to come back to be governors again. Well, maybe some of them might want to go to the Senate, or I don't know, or maybe even try to be the president. But I suppose the majority of them might not be contesting for a second term in office as governors. Now, that said, will this improve the fortunes of pensioners in the country, assuming that they are able to carry out this threat? But then again, do you think that they have what it takes to carry out this threat? I'm also looking at it from this standpoint. So you had a governor who sat for 4 years, for example, as no doubt is the situation in many of these cases. You had a governor who sat for 4 years, and throughout that 4 years, he didn't pay much attention to pensioners, retirees. There are pension arrears not paid. Some of them didn't pay at all or scarcely paid. Gratuities, a process of ensuring that when the person retires, they get onto the pension scheme might take a couple of years for that to happen. So basically, pensioners not treated quite well in that first term in office. And then for some reason, the pensioners were a great part of the process of returning that person into office for a second term. So that's one antecedent. So considering the antecedents, do you think that the pensioners, or do you as a pensioner, or do pensioners have what it takes to follow through with this threat? And even if you did follow through with the threat, to what degree will that improve the fortunes of pensioners in the country? I'd like to get your take on this. And exclusively, if you're a pensioner, you can call me. If you're not a pensioner, I'd like to hear from you nonetheless. You can do so. Let's get your take via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live there, by the way. Also via Twitter, we're also live there, at NigeriaInfoPH. And also WhatsApp. Well, we're not live on WhatsApp, but I'm taking your messages real time. On 0809-030-6416. That's on 0809-030-6416. But if you're a pensioner, if you're a retiree, I would like to hear from you, because this is primarily about you. I'd like to get your take on this. I'd like to hear your voice on this matter. So you can call or have someone dial the number for you. 0817-923-0002, that's 0002, or 0817-923-0003, that's 0003, or 0817-923-0007, and that's 0007. Now, those are the numbers to call. Once again, WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome. Hello, yep. You're welcome. You're live on radio. It's Nigeria Info PH. You dial the number.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, once again, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, or 0817-923-0007. Numbers to call. WhatsApp on 0809-030-641-6. And remember, for the moment, I'd like to hear via my phone lines, exclusively from pensioners, what your take is on this. And no offence to pensioners or retirees, if you can call a live radio show to talk about a matter that concerns you, a matter as serious as this, I don't know how you're going to address, you know, the matter some other way, you know. Anyways, and if you're not a pensioner, once again, let's hear from me via WhatsApp or via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH as well. Let's see. I think I've got something here via WhatsApp already. Yeah. Okay, here we go. The threat by Nigeria Union of Pensioners to refuse to cast votes in favour of non-compliant governors may not be successful. First, I'm an elder senior citizen of Nigeria by way of statutory retirement on grounds of biological age, which came much earlier than 2 years of service, much earlier than years of service since June 2020. Second, all pensioners need the buy-in of all other eligible voters in solidarity and sympathy with us all as pensioners, because we don't have that bulk number of votes as to cause an upset. Third, it's only morality and persuasions that can sway this high-handed and hand-twisting ruling class that can reverse the current situation. For the records, my monthly pension started just in January 2021, whereas I'm owed monthly pension arrears of 6 months from July to December 2020. And this is from a concerned listener. I'd like to address the issues raised by the concerned listener. Oh, my. Okay. Hello? Once again, call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. I'll come back to the earlier WhatsApp message, but another one here goes, Dial, the pensioners can do even more, like not voting any of the hand-picked candidates of these so-called governors. After all, without our votes, they are going nowhere, hence to rush for vote buying, is in the Chima from Omirelu sent that in. Okay, so once again, going back to the comment from concerned listener, it says, first, I'm an elder senior citizen of Nigeria by way of statutory retirement on grounds of biological age, which came much earlier than years of service since June 2020. Okay, I'm not sure how that's an issue. I don't get how the first point is an issue. Second, all pensioners need the buy-in of all other eligible voters in solidarity and sympathy with us all as pensioners, because we don't have that bulk number of votes as to cause an upset. Okay, well, that may be an issue. I think that's more an issue. But I don't agree entirely. I think that any group of persons, no group of persons can be discountenanced entirely when it comes to elections and voting. I don't think any group can be discountenanced, and definitely not the retirees. I don't think they can be discountenanced entirely. I don't think those figures are entirely negligible or entirely inconsequential, you know. As to getting the buy-in of other persons or, you know, belonging to other demography, okay, yeah, you know, yeah. But no demography is entirely inconsequential. Third, it's only morality and persuasions that can sway this high-handed and arm-twisting ruling class that can reverse the current situation. Persuasions, morality, persuasions. But, I mean, the pensioners' unions have been persuading and begging and pleading and thanking, yeah, even in River State here. I remember the time they were thanking also, thanking Excellency, you know, and all of that for, I don't know, I mean, maybe they were thanking in anticipation of something that will happen. Well, I don't think what they were thanking for happened eventually, you know. So, and the same goes to other states as well. You know, you have prayer sessions, fasting sessions, you have crying sessions, appealing sessions, begging sessions, appreciation sessions, thanking sessions, praise singing sessions. But so, the appealing and persuasions, how far really has that gone? I mean, how successful has that been? Then he or she adds, I think it's a he, no gratuity has been paid to any retiree since 2015 to date here in River State, please. Okay. All right, let's see. No pensioners wants to call in and express their thoughts on this. I'm still waiting, hoping to hear from a pensioner on this matter. Via WhatsApp, Chris from Rumours, he goes, evening, I think most times the task force... Okay, no, that's for a previous matter, not... Dire the threats by pensioners to vote against a government that is owing can only succeed if they vote against the party of the governor of the state, because it will affect his choice of successor, and this has debunked the claims by some state that always deny owing pensioners. In the case of River State, I knew that the promise of the state government to pay pensioners at the end of May 2022 was deceitful and a ploy to buy time and wait for the outcome of the PDP presidential primary, whether it will favour the governor or not. The plight of pensioners is pathetic and should be condemned by all. And that's from our. Okay. Could have been dire. These governors are vampires upon us and our children. They are Western viruses. That's Barry from Gukana. A reminder, you can join the conversation via Twitter also at Nigerian for PH. Not forgetting facebook.com/ Nigerian for PH. All right, let's see. And via Facebook, Eagle Prince Aguna goes, Dai, you said it all. I'll come back to that shortly. Hello, Hard Fight, to welcome.
Yes, Mr. Dio.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Sammy. I'm calling from PH.
Are you a retiree or a pensioner?
I'm an aspiring retiree to be aspiring because I'm in the service somehow.
No, for the moment, I want to hear from those pensioners. Maybe in the second half of the conversation, I'll take aspiring... Maybe in the second half of this conversation, I will attend to aspiring retirees. Maybe after the headlines at 5:30. It appears no retirees or pensioners are willing to call in at this time. So maybe in the second half, I will switch things up. But back to Facebook, Ego Prince Bunugos, Dio, you said it as it is. It's a little too late for this move by the pensioners. Most of the governors will have completed their tenure by the next election. So I don't know how they can vote against them. It is sad, though. Okay. And via Twitter, at AJF News Twitter, hi, I wish the pensioners would stand by their words altogether with their relations to serve as deterrent to public office holders not to repeat this wicked act of owing pensioners. Okay, all right. The pensioners are a large block. They have families, and that will count if they get their act right. Is it that's another sin? So to the pensioner who sent the message I read out and dwelt on a while back, it's not, I mean, yeah, you have children. I mean, most pensioners, if not all, you have children who are aware of your, what's the word now, predicament. They are aware, you know, and I imagine that, and you, besides children, you have a close family, you have friends, you have relatives, you have neighbors who are aware of your situation, you know. This person also can form a part of your block as far as voting against this person, but then again, what will that accomplish, even if these threats can be followed through? The only way the pensioners can carry out their threats is to refuse their votes from any governor owing the pensioners from voting the candidate the governor is attached to for the position of the vice president. That's Bright from Port Harcourt. All right. Let's see. Again, to take still, call 0817-93-0002. 0003-0007. I tried to see if I could get any responses via the phone lines from pensioners or retirees. That doesn't seem to be happening. Well, we'll see how that goes in the second half. I probably have to switch things up after the headlines. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm a pensioner.
Oh, great. You're welcome. Go ahead. We don't have much time, but go ahead.
I retired in 2015. Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Yes. So my name is Honor. I am appealing that he should help us. We're actually dying. No food, nothing. The children are suffering. Most of them are out of school. So this situation is very tough. So he should maintain his ways.
Who is he?
That is my own company.
Who are you referring to as he?
The governor, the government,
Okay.
We work successfully.
All right, pardon me, sir, but that's too much that I can take. No time any longer. I've got a commercial break coming up. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Stephen Frank to Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. Time dial conversation continues and switching things up right now. Everyone's invited to the conversation right now. I'm trying to have a conversation with the pensioners via the phones earlier on. It didn't quite work out very well. But you may have a thought on it as well. Either you're not close to a pension or retirement age, or you want to aspire in one. Let's get your take. But here's the matter being discussed right now. The Nigeria Union of Pensioners is threatening to vote against governors who are owing pensions during the 2023 general elections. President of the union, Godwin Abumisi, told journalists in Abuja many state governors are owing pensioners and it's made life unbearable for its members. He also said some state governors have refused to review pensions of retirees, even though the constitution provides that pensions should be reviewed every 5 years. Your take on this? Do you think that the pensioners have what it takes to follow through with this threat? And even if they do follow through with a threat, will it improve the fortunes of the pensioners or retirees in the country? How far will it go? Also, considering that a lot of these governors may have served their 2 terms already and have no intentions of, or even cannot, vie for another term as governor. My lines are open to everyone right now. Call 0817-93-0002. 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigerian for PH, live on Twitter at Nigerian for PH, and WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Let's see. All right, via WhatsApp, it said in my place that a fowl should look how they are treating other bush birds, because all animals with feathers are the same. For this, I say no rational worker currently in service will vote these people that failed pensioners, because one day you will still retire and be treated like nobody after giving your 35 years active time. Let the pensioners lead and see that many will follow them. Ezinye Chima from Umerelu sent that in. All right, let's get your take on the matter as well. Okay, so what is going on? Once again, it's open to everyone right now. Pensioners and non-pensioners, let's get your take. The lines are still open via Twitter as well at Nigerian for PH and facebook.com/ Nigerian for PH. Via Twitter, I thought civil servants are supposed to be non-partisan. Why are they talking about civil servants voting? That's from Tamino. Okay. This is a bit serious. Okay, Tamino. Not being partisan does not mean that you cannot take part in the election process. Doesn't mean you cannot vote, because civil servants are citizens also. So they can vote. They have a right to vote. Not being partisan implies that when you are employed as a civil servant or you are an active civil servant, you are supposed to play your role devoid of partisan affiliation. Because as a civil servant, you are serving the entire country. For example, if you're a federal civil servant, you're expected to serve the entire country. You can't be serving the interest of Party A or Party B, which is where non-partisanship comes. But you can vote. You have a right to exercise, you know, that franchise. You can vote. Yeah, and voting is not a partisan thing. A lot of Nigerians vote, but they are not partisan. It's not about political parties. They're not members of a party. They're just citizens who vote for a person based on who they believe, I suppose, has their best interest at heart. So I hope that's clear now, Tamino. When you vote as a member of the electorate, it doesn't make you partisan, okay? You don't belong to a particular political party. Of course, you vote for candidates who belong to parties because for the moment in Nigeria, only parties, political parties, can present candidates for elections. So that you vote for a candidate that belongs to Party A does not mean that you are partisan or that you support or you are a member of Party A. So once again, civil servants are not expected to be partisan, yes, but they can vote. Hello, I'm a civil servant and my uncle retired 12 years ago. The man is getting old by the day without getting his gratuity. To be candid, he started receiving his monthly pension last year, but no gratuity, no. 12 years ago, retired. Wow, and just started receiving his monthly pension last year. Well, that's terrible. That's really terrible. Good evening. This is from Andrew. Any government owing pensioners is not a welcome development. The Rivers State government should pay pensioners to enable PDP continue in power in the state. That's from King Eze. And over to Facebook right now. Ogunka Henry goes, Rivers pensioners are not serious to fight for their rights. Instead of them to down tool, they now resort to threats that cannot be kept. Very unfortunate. When you say down tool, Ogunka Henry, how exactly can the pensioners down tool? You do realize that before you can be a pensioner, you're first a retiree. Hello, Hart Frank, you're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Dayo.
Yeah, hi, go ahead.
I called earlier. Concerning this pension something, it's very worrisome because going back to your previous discussion, I talked about government implementation, policy and enforcement. You know, I think the government of today and the federal chair are actually responsible for the negligence in government policy. As regards this pension issue, I'm in the system.
Okay.
Even the civil servants, they themselves are part of the problem of the change of government to pay this pension.
How so?
Yes, thank you. Because if there is a mass protest in labor now, for example, the family secretary will go into their farm facilities and all that, when they come back to their various ministries and not start selling the house that anybody that goes on strike, on protest, is on the food, start threatening the staff. So, from start to small, start chickening out. At the detail of the protest, you see that nobody is actually observing the strike to enforce or to force the government to do what it's supposed to do.
Mm.
So, the civil servants themselves are 50% or if not 50%.
Yeah, but perm sex. Wait, hold on. You're mentioning how many perm sex are there compared to the labor force in any state for that matter? I mean, perm sex are only a handful compared to.
I won't
I want to be specific to River State. I don't want to be at
That's what I'm saying. Let's talk about one state, whether it is River State or Lagos State or Ebonyi State. How many PAMSECs do you have in any one state compared to the number of workers who are there?
Yes. What happens at the federal trickles down
Leave the federal alone. I am asking you a question as regards the state. You have jumped to the federal. I said, how many PAMSECs do you have in one state compared to the number of workers in that one state?
Compared to what?
Compared to the number of the workers you have in that one state.
Okay. You see, the civil service rule makes it clear about what is called insubordination. You understand? Because this insubordination is one of the reasons why a lot of workers would not want to disobey the
family. If a labor union, if NLC, for example, calls for a strike and workers embark on a strike, and the PAMSEC of the ministry says don't go on a strike, and the workers embark on a strike as called by the labor union, would that be termed insubordination?
No, the workers will embark on the strike, yes, but the percentage of workers you have going on that strike will enforce.
I asked you that question based on the issue of insubordination that you brought up. So how does insubordination come into play here?
Okay, insubordination coming to play in the respect that the civil servant himself will not want to flaunt the other of the government officials, giving them directly that anybody who goes on strike at the.
Okay, follow on Facebook. Abar Dulagos, pensioners are merely expressing their level of anger, but the votes count in Nigeria? The answer is yes, actually. They do count. If they like, let them declare it at home on election day, somebody will emerge. That's true. If you don't vote, somebody will also emerge. They should just come to River State to purchase one permanent interlocutory injunction. Stopping any state governor that's refused to pay pensioners from collecting state allocation from the national feeding bottle. I take exception. I object to your suggestion that you can purchase any injunction, let alone an interlocutory injunction in River State. I object to that allusion or inference quite strongly. Okay, so. And by the way, I don't think that can even be done. I don't think any courts will grant anybody an injunction stopping a state government from accessing its federal allocation for any reason, especially or including that pensions have not been paid. I don't know if that's possible. State legislature definitely can hold the state governors or executives accountable. I suppose if the State House of Assembly decides to impeach a state governor for not paying pensions or paying gratuities, that's something that can be done as well, as a matter of fact. But the question is, are they willing to hold the executives accountable? I think it's a major issue here. Hello, Hard Facts, you're welcome.
I'll call back.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yes, I want to put man on this matter. You know?
Yeah, go on.
Fan check on it in every state. I think, to my own understanding, everybody, they under neighbor. And a goal of every country, you come out from neighbor. When we are talking about like this election that is coming now, we are talking about a credible president. What about our labor leader? Are we talking about credible labor leader? So if we have credible leader from labor, you see that we have a good workers that they will do well in everything. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. Having credible labor leaders is definitely a good starting point as well. But I don't think that Labour is having any elections anytime soon. So, I mean, the time is short. Elections are coming up very soon. So I will say that something about the State Houses of Assembly a while ago. I mean, the State Houses of Assembly have a very wide berth when it comes to holding state governors accountable. They don't even have to give it. I think I've had the conversation with Barrister Okocha several times. They don't even have to give a definitive reason. Once they feel that the governor has breached the law in some way, of course, they will have to state how. But they have a very, very wide berth, you know, and they can pick up an infraction of the law where the governor has infracted, you know, or has committed an infraction. In this case, paying of pensions or gratuities and other emoluments of retirees is a constitutional matter. If a governor fails to do that, that's a breach of the law, that's a breach of the constitution. And I imagine that's an impeachable offense. So they could do that if they wanted to. So maybe that's another, you know, direction that pensioners or workers in Nigeria should look at when you are considering who to vote in as representatives in the State House of Assembly and even the National Assembly as well. So you see, the executives are not the only one that matter. Hello, Hart Fauci, welcome.
Hello, Dayo, good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ogundo and I'm calling you from Bolu.
Go ahead.
Let me use your word, ultimatum. I don't think it's going to see the light of the day because as an individual here, yeah, my mother and my father, they are all victims. And if they expect my mom, who's up to age 70, 69, 68, my father who's up to 70-something, that I, auntie, will allow my father come out. I cannot try that. But one thing I know in this life is, if Nigeria could always elect credible candidates, sellable people who have the country at heart, I don't think it's going to be a big deal, because the threat which they have just done is the right step in the right direction if they can carry it. Yes, because I think if you do well when you have been given the little, I think you deserve when you want to go for the big. Yes, but at the end of it, I don't think it's going to work out, because I will not allow my mother and my father to come out for that.
Come out for what exactly? Sometimes it's difficult having these conversations, really. Yeah. The major news comes up to Podi around 6 p.m. We've got about 11 minutes to go before that. Let's get your take still. The lines are still open via Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH as well. Pensioners are threatening to not vote for governors who have not paid enough or any attention at all to pensioners in the country or in their states. How far do you think this threat will go? Will it accomplish much for the pensioners? Do you think they will follow through with this threat? Will this threat as well, even if they're able to follow through with it, will it, you know, to what extent will it affect the fortunes of retirees and pensioners in the country? It's all discussed. I was saying a while ago, that's why it's also important to pay attention to the quality of people who are also voted in to the legislature, whether at state level, houses of assembly across the country, or at the national level, the National Assembly. Because once again, the only reason executives can act flagrantly and abuse office and perpetually commit infractions against the law is because there's nobody holding them accountable. You know, nobody's checking. No checks and balance, which is the purpose, the reason we have the three arms of government. We've got the executive, we've got the legislature, we've got the judiciary as well. They're supposed to act as checks and balance. As checks, you know. Especially the legislature. They're supposed to check the excesses of the executive. But in the various states across the country, are they doing that? It's been widely alleged that state houses of assembly are merely appendages of state executive governors. In some cases, it's been alleged they're not even worth the shoes that His Excellency the Governor wears. That the Excellency the Governor even places more importance on the shoes that they wear than even the the House of Assembly in their various states, which implies that the House of, which, let me explain what that means. For those who allege this, for those who allege, I'm not the one alleging it, for those who allege it, what it means is that, you know, beneath the His Excellency the Governor, in any state in the country, is the shoe, because I mean the soul of the shoe. That's what's beneath the body, which means that the State House of Assembly is even below the soul of the shoe. I mean, if the shoe is more important than the assembly, that means that the assembly, the entire assembly, is even beneath the shoe, not even on the same level as the shoe. That is below the shoe. That means the shoe is trampling all the assembly. That's for those who are alleging this. I'm just simply interpreting, trying to interpret what they're saying, so we can all have a firm understanding of what those persons are alleging. But anyways, let's get to the text. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007 at Twitter's at Nigerian for PH. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Via WhatsApp, pensioners. I support the pensioners to teach the government a shameful lesson by not voting any member of this PDP because they have failed the retirees, as for Willis Nwabo. I have worked as a teacher for 9 years now. No salary increase or promotion. One day, I visited the UBE board and saw a notice that there is an embargo on promotion and incremental salary. The memo is attached above, asked me Manuel. Oh, okay. I'm seeing a notice here underneath a tag on the door. The tag is finance/account, and it goes notice, notice, notice. This is to inform all staff of UBE that the ban on implementation of promotion and the accompanying increment since June 2015 still remain in force. Therefore, you advise to stop all submission in respect to this issue. Sign. There's a signature here. I think it looks like a signature, but there is no name. And there is no, there's nothing at the top to signify what office it's coming from. So, we'll only take this at face value. We'll not attach too much importance to this, because once again, you know, I can't tell who signed this. No name is attached to it, and there's no letterhead indicating what office it emanated from. Okay, all right. Good evening, Dial of a Intrusive Government of River State, a former Accountant General, fails to resolve the issues with civil servants. They should wait for us at the poll. Our PVC will speak. A country where even people in active service are helpless. NUT can't think of strike. No promotion for 12 years. Pensioners are helplessly helpless to the superlative degree. That's from David. Well, all I can do is wish the pensioners and retirees the very best. But the elections are here again, as they always come every 4 years. Everybody has a choice to make.